Psachim Perk Yud, Mishnah Hei. Rabban Gamliel Hayomer, Gamliel would say, Kol Shalo Omar Shlosh Dvarim Eilu B'Pesach, whoever did not say these three things on Pesach, Lo Yotzi Yidei Chavos, he's not Yotzi his Chov. Ve'ilu Hein, and these are them. Pesach Matzah Umara. The Rav explains what it means is that the person didn't explain the reasons for these three things. He didn't explain and elaborate about Pesach Matzah Umara. Now, when it says that he's not Yotzi his Chov, Taisanta brings over here, it doesn't mean that if a person doesn't say Pesach Matzah Umara, he's not Yotzi his Chiv of Haggadah. It just means that he's not Yotze in the best possible way, whether it's mitzvah min amuvchor or the better way to do it, but that he's not Yotze klal, sipur yisiyas mitzrayim, and Haggadah, that for sure he is Yotze, even if he doesn't say these three words. This is b'shem the Ran. The Ramban in Mechamas Hashem also says such a thing in Mesachas Brachos as well. So when we say he's not Yotze yischov, it just means he's not Yotze mitzvah min amuvchor. It's best to mention these, and also, like the Rav says, mention the reasons. So the Mishnah elaborates, Pesach al shum shapasach hamakom abotei avlesenu b'mitzrayim. Pesach is because Hashem passed over our houses in Mitzrayim. Matzah al shum shindigalu avlesenu b'mitzrayim. Matzah, because we had a geula from Mitzrayim. Tazizanta brings, there are other Rishonim that had also an added girsa in the Mishnah, like the Rush. The Rambam brings that it would say by Matzah also, Hashem shalu hispik batzekes shal avlesenu lahachmitz ad shindigla lema kodesh baruchu v'gola miyad. So there was a mentioning in the Mishnah, the Rambam actually brings this down, that this is what we say, that we talk about the fact that Hashem took us out and the matzah didn't rise, because he took us out right away. And what's interesting is the Ran says that if the dough had enough time to rise, we would have let it rise, even though it was the 15th of Nisan, and we only baked it that same day because we didn't have enough time, because Hashem took us out. So what comes out is that the 15th of Nisan in Eretz Mitzrayim, the Ran says there was no din of Bal Yirah. The whole din, malacha of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, is dafka by the pasuks that are written, what happens when we get into Eretz Yisrael. But before that, there was no din of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh on that day. There was only an Isser to eat chametz with that carbon Pesach, but no Isser Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, and there also was an Isser of Malacha. That's why they were able to bake the bread, which happened to have been matzahs, but they could have left it and had it rise. But that's why we eat matzah, because of the gula that happened very quickly. Mar al shum shemeru ha-mitzriyim eschaya v'sein b'mitzrayim. They made life very bitter for us. Behold, over the chayiv adam liros asasru kiilu hu yatsu mitzrayim. In every generation, person has to look at himself like he now is leaving mitzrayim. Shenemar vigadat alavincha bayom hu leimor bavur ze asa hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim. So we see that every person has to look at himself like he's leaving, because we're saying asa hashem li. Hashem is doing it for me when he took me out of mitzrayim. Lefikach anachnu chayiv lahoidos lahalal lishabech lefaer lerayim lahader levarech lalel kales. All these lashonos of shevach and hal. Lemisha also lavasein v'lanu as kol anisim ha'elu. To the one that did for our fathers and us all these nisim, hotzianu miavdus lecherus, miyagun lesimcha, umeeva liyamtav, umeafela or godl, mishibed legula, v'noimel lefanav haluka. And haluka here is hal, hal shel ka, and like the Taisenta brings in the fifth parak, that they would say hal, because the Nevi'in made a takana that they would say hal on every tsar that should never come upon us. And also, when we had a geula, and when we have a geula, which we're having the night of Pesach, we say hal on the geula that's occurring.